had nothing in his system. No illegal drugs, no prescribed medications, no alcohol. So, you know, in my mind, there's no other reason. It had to be the legal highs that had done this, because apparently his blood pressure raised so fast and so high it caused him a massive heart attack, which led to the brain swelling and bleeding because he was unconscious for quite some time, because he was on his own when this happened.
What sort of legal highs killed your son, do you know?
We don't know. We don't know, and we will probably never know. Because there's no legislation on them, the ingredients and that change manufacturer to manufacturer. They might have the same name on the bag, but the ingredients wouldn't necessarily be the same. We've got absolutely no idea.
You've started a campaign to get legal highs banned. Does the post-mortem results now make you even more determined to get legal highs banned everywhere in the UK and Ireland?
Yes, it does, definitely. I mean, especially sort of here in Donegal, I know the youngsters are sort of nipping across into Derry on the bus and getting them quite legally. If the law changes over in England, it's going to change over in the north, and that means our kids in Donegal are going to be safe.